We should welcome Katie, our new.
Sorry about that, Amber.
That's okay. And maybe we'll just go around.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm Bernadette. I work with the town, and I'm a pastor. The word for things that you guys need. So you run the meeting, and I'm a pastor.
I'm Carol Muir. I'm new to the committee too. I'm working on entertainment schedule this year with Brittany.
And you're in your other job?
In my other life, I'm a realtor for RE/MAX.
I'm Jean Young. Do not come for tech support for me. Oh gosh. And I'm currently a counselor this year. And I have a store in town. I'd be dispatching.
A town counselor. Not a counselor
counselor.
Not a town counselor.
Well, I'm just challenged today.
And I'm Geraldine. I'm also new on the committee. I've only been in Holton for just over 2 years anyway. And yeah, it's like a fun thing to do. So I'll just get involved. And I'm on parade at the Fort Hill Archive, which I don't know exactly what it entails, but we'll talk more about that today.
Okay, and yeah, I'm Katie. Brittany kind of recruited me to come, so you guys needed some extra help. I'm with you. I'm really bad on my tech stuff, so I'm going to also need help.
No, it's not, but I have to wait here, okay? Yeah.
But I will open an email account.
All good. Okay. Yeah.
And I was going to help with sponsorship and advertising.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm Rebecca. This is my second year on the committee. I moved to Folsom almost 2 years ago now. And I am the executive director of two organizations in the Yukon, Autism Yukon and Partners for Children, and I run my own consulting business. So, yeah, so coming here is actually like a nice break. I've been working until like 10, 11 every night for the past few weeks. It's been insane. So, you know, year end, right? So, yeah, so, and then we have Rob on the machine.
Hi, Katie. Nice to connect with you. My name is Rob Ferguson. I'm connecting from work. I'm an associate dean at the faculty management at VIU, and my background is in Qualcomm since kindergarten, and had the pleasure of serving on this committee for multiple years, chaired it for a few years, and then took a couple of years off, and happy to contribute again in capacity. I think I'm looking after logistics. And I also sit on Qualcomm's Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee as well. But so far, so good. We're in good hands. I really appreciate the clear minutes and great work that's already been going on.
And then, yes, I don't know if we mentioned that Geraldine's opening the parade.
Yeah.
And Jean's opening the food. Carol's opening the entertainment. Brittany's overseeing the
Field activities and entertainment with me.
So you're staying mostly in field activities.
That's right.
And Jerry, who isn't here.
Doing the exhibit, field exhibit.
Yeah.
I have a couple of messages from Brittany. Tell me when you want me to give them.
And I'm doing, oversight. Tech support. Volunteers. So.
Yeah.
Do we have enough t-shirts left from last year? Because we
I had it on my list, so I didn't get to it. I'm sorry.
Okay. We need to know because they take them.
We need a heads up.
We didn't have a person. I just got a person assigned from staff. So we didn't have a person on the hour. Now I do.
Okay.
I'll ask him about the tent.
I noticed on the membership list you still had Tony on there. Are you hoping he's coming?
Yeah.
I put question mark.
Yeah. It'll be Lynette.
Lynette? Okay.
For now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, adoption of the agenda. Someone adopt the agenda.
So someone moves that and someone seconds.
Yes. Someone moves it via
Gerald, you can. Okay, Geraldine second.
All right, adoption of the minutes from last time.
I'll do it.
Just so you know, this still says June 6th. Adoption of the June 6th.
So, Katie, you can get the agenda on your phone.
So now I can?
Yes, you can. It comes up on our town site, right? The agenda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But for now, you're okay. We'll
yes, okay.
It's fine. You sure it's fine.
Okay.
Do you have a second for the...
Is this the... Is it not the new agenda on there? On the site?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, because it's... Okay. This one's talking about electing the chair.
The minutes? Why, are you looking in the minutes?
So, meeting schedule.
Okay, we have to have a second.
Someone moved the minutes.
Yeah, Katie?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, meeting schedule.
That's what I'm trying to do too.
If I went to our
site, it says upcoming events, family day committee, press agenda. You'll get the
agenda.
Can you tell me? I'm in my files and I don't see it either.
No, it doesn't come in that way. It comes through your email.
Yeah.
Go to your email that I sent you about the agenda.
I think you sent it to Carol earlier of it. Or Gmail, I don't know. Oh, there you are. Bernadette. Then that live stream thing will be. So what do I do? Look at your...
So, yeah, sure.
I don't know why. I am linked to my phone, so it should be on the agenda. Diane Moran, she's been live stream. She had no way out, so she's down there. The other way.
Oh, she meant to tell me about
there's a kit you can purchase for about $5,000. That's today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. And you can take it apart and put it together and keep it for events like this. But I said, that's a lot of money to put out. But it is something that we'd be able to keep
for future.
Yeah, for...
Okay.
But I think our budget's finished, right? We don't have any extra.
Yeah, I don't... Well, yeah. And I worry about, liability and all when you do that, at least when you have a business doing it. There, I'm liable.
Yeah.
Okay. People's activities update.
Okay, so I don't really have an update from her, but she saw me just before I got here, and she said, we have to get together to make the map, so I don't know who's involved in doing that. She said, they'll know what you're talking about, because she literally just told me a couple of things. What she's really concerned about is having a place for the parachuter guys to come in and not be and have people in the way and all that. So that was her big thing, was we have to have the map made and ready so that they can tell people.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be an issue. My only concern is that, I don't know, there's 16 things coming from that, Bouncerama.
Yeah.
And I need to know if they're all gonna, we need to know if they're all gonna fit in that baseball diamond, because that is a lot more than we have last year.
Like Raymond said, so I don't know if you guys were in it, but they have that upper field and lower field.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had all the bouncy castles up on the upper field, which was great. And then we had the stage and exhibits down the lower one. So it probably makes sense to switch that. And we were talking about having some of the things where the bouncy castles and things were having so they could get some traffic, but I don't know if that's what you guys want to do.
I'm not sure that that area would be big enough. for the stage and all the exhibits.
Yeah.
I mean, Joey's got a guy coming who's going to do fly fishing
demonstration.
I remember we separated the bouncy castles away from the stage because of the noise.
Yeah.
And is there a committee that puts that map together? Because I think that's all.
That's
all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
We have to go over a field trip.
Okay, yeah.
And we take the map and we...
Okay.
The thing is, like, there is still, it's hard to finalize now because we still have some exhibits and stuff coming in. But
she felt like that was a priority.
Yeah, but what we need to know is whether they can, like, they know how big that space is because they were in it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they, do they think they can get all 16 or whatever it was of those bouncy things into that space? And then the upper fields should be clear.
This is what she's talking about, just so you all are seeing the, let me just give it Rob, I will share the screen.
I know it's on
the... Bernadette, do we still have the big blow up of the field map? Like, is it was a Google image, sort of Google map image.
Okay.
And what was really helpful is if you do a great big version of that, like a 2-foot by 3-foot,
Rob.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and actually, so if we had a hard copy of that and laminate it, and then we can just put some sticky dots and sort of map it out, right, where we want to go. But if you look at that upper field there, colleagues, there's a ton of space. Like, it will not be a problem. I think we were the first year to have the parachuters back pre-COVID and plenty of room.
F4. F4 is the upper field, right?
Yeah. No, well, F4 is the where the bouncer animals were. Yeah.
So we only had 2, 4, 5. Now we're going to have 12. Yeah.
Well, what's F2? Wouldn't F2 be the upper field?
F2 is the parachutes.
Yeah.
They're going to come in. F4 is where the bouncy stuff was.
Yeah, and so isn't a concern, is there enough room for the parachuters? And you'd have to say, yeah.
I think F2 is fine. My concern is whether F4 is big enough for the additional bouncy things that are coming this year.
Yeah.
Because and my passageway for the walks, so they're not walking where the parachuters are.
The advice might be to have, like, some of the larger ones on the top field there, like on F2. So if there's something that's designed for... you know, like the 10 to 14-year-old crowd or something like that, to have that up on the top. And there still should be plenty of room for parachutes.
Yeah. I think the other thought, too, was to have potentially more running up the side to get people to the skate park where there's going to be a demonstration this year and to the cars, which are going to be in the parking lot on the other side of the skate park. So we had talked about putting some things down that side, you know, to draw people up that way. After last year, the Seaside Cruisers getting sort of forgotten about behind the fence, I'd really like them to, if they're coming, they haven't even confirmed with me yet, I'd like it to be a good year for them.
Where were they on the map?
They were like,
they were like at the ground at the base of the baseball cap.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I think that's a drop down too, right?
Yeah. Like they were brought, and you have to walk outside of the fence and stuff to get to them. It was not ideal.
Well, do we want to dedicate next time to talk about that? Is that good? Everyone's here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the metadata.
Yeah, and then hopefully we'll have more people confirmed.
So why did we change the Seaside Cruisers down there instead of...
I don't remember. I think you were involved in that.
Yeah, because...
but I can't remember why we switched them.
Because we had walked it and everything, and then maybe it was because when everything else got canceled from the top field, and we thought that they'd be left alone up there, so it was better to move them.
Yeah, I can't remember, but there was a reason why we moved them. Anyway, okay.
Okay, and then she said that I'm supposed to mention that the guy with the bus, what's his name?
Yeah, the Wild Bus?
Yeah, the Wild Bus. She said that she just found out last night that that's a no. So we are taking Jerry Barnum and we do have to pay him.
Okay.
So that she just found that out last night.
How much is Jerry?
Oh, she hasn't talked to him? Like she just found that out last night.
Okay, well, paid him last year.
Yeah, I think he paid him last year.
We didn't, I don't know if we paid him or we honoraried him.
Sorry, I have to take this.
We gave him $150 last year.
When it comes to financial, shouldn't you put it into the in camera?
No.
You just have it out in the public?
Yeah, no. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Financial should be kind of in camera.
It certainly happens on that in the past.
I know, we're just blabbing it around.
Why? Like, don't we have to make a decision as a...
I know.
Well, we can make a decision.
The whole thing we've been... so many things we've been that are... But we shouldn't have...
We're recording it, right? I know, but... Oh, I see, and people can...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hear it. Oh, I see. Yeah.
We can get that.
Okay.
Well, let's cheat. I have no idea what you're talking about, so...
We'll just go. We all use sign language.
This is the recorded session.
Oh, is it?
Oh, sorry. So I have been reading it all the time when I...
Yep.
This is a public. It's familydayqualicum at email.com.
Okay. I'll share this all with you.
Perfect.
And just for fun, there, crew, I'm trolling through my emails. And so I sent you the 2015 now.
Okay.
Which I think might reflect a little bit about what your thoughts are in terms of layout along the side, and also provides maybe a different mix of organizations that haven't been contacted in recent years that you might want to think about. But that little corridor that you're talking about between the information and the top field is really helpful, and was designed in the past as a sort of thematically arranged some things there. So it's a good idea to draw people up to that space.
Okay, well, let's everyone have a look at that in advance of the next meeting, and we can have a look at this one, have a look at the next one.
Yeah.
We can talk it through.
Where will we see the other one getting here?
So he emailed it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get better with the old share drive and see if I can dump some historical if I come across it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got it right there.
Okay, what else did you have?
I think that's all except for Funkonometry, which isn't the field, it's entertainment, but we were both dealing with it. So the thing with Funkonometry is there was some confusion about how long they had performed for last year, and they have an invoice stating that they only performed for 5 minutes. And the reason it seems longer than 5 minutes is because they do the 5 minute performance and then they go to the side and do like a meet and greet that's longer than what they were doing on stage. But she actually has an invoice stating that they danced for 5 minutes. He also stated that...
Right, that checks out.
Yeah.
They weren't there for 10. They weren't performing for 10 minutes.
No. And she said there is a possibility of doing the 9 or 10 minute, but she said they hardly ever do it because they are so flat out for those 5 minutes that they have to take a break in between, get water and all that kind of stuff. And she said most people that have them only do the 5 minute one. So,
I shouldn't...
Yeah, it was pretty exhausting to me, but anyway, Brittany and I both feel we should go ahead with it, and I was willing to do the half of the sponsorship, if that's okay, so like sponsored by the Town of Qualicum and Carrier, and I'm willing to pay half if that's okay, and I think we got it down to, I think it's $7.50, now I got to go back and look, but yeah, $7.50, what it is.
Okay.
And she paid $500 last year, and this is their price for locals, and she, because I went on and on and on about we're locals and we've been supporting you and all that kind of stuff, she goes, this is the price for locals now. So.
$7.50.
Yeah.
Better than
yeah. Which is so
better than
the room.
Which is better than inflation.
Yeah. So is that a go? We wanted to, Brittany told me to tell you that she's in favor, and I'm in favor.
but whatever you guys feel.
And what is Camille Street? Is it dancers or
something? A dancing duo went on to, what is it, America's Got Talent or something.
Yes.
And they came very close to, you know, moving up and doing really well. So they're really well known. They're being flown in to do the Canucks games, and they're being flown to Florida to do things. They're very popular. And I think Bernadette was saying that last year when they did the town heard sort of for months later how happy everyone was that they came to all of him. So
okay.
I feel like it's a good draw, but it's just everybody has to be on board.
I think it'll be also the...
And you're watching some of the last old growth trees, rainforests across Bridge
Colorado.
Here's Funkonomic Trees.
The most fun of the day. You
can
sort
of
scare
me up.
No, I'm over there. Let's do that. There we go. Maybe a little bit more volume.
And the kids loved it. They let by. Just wanted autographs after.
Right. And they're two Nanaimo boys.
Right. Of course, our face doesn't look like that.
No. No, but they look like that.
Oh, yeah. We're in high dive.
I would say
we could almost put that in the marketing category.
Yeah.
Because it's
friends and friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if people loved it, then we know so.
And it's not just people that love it. You'd be, like, I've seen them do it at places, and just these little old ladies, like, gathered around them, like, oh, you guys are so amazing. You know, like, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
It's just joyful. But anyway,
do you need to vote on it then, or what?
I don't know.
Don't worry about the in-camera.
Do we? All right. Somebody.
Oh, does the, do we just have in-camera for 5 minutes? Just a couple minutes? Just go over some things? Do you want to do that?
Sure, how would you do that? Without getting
that?
I don't know how to do that.
Or put us on you?
Well, then Rob can't hear us.
Yeah, Rob can't hear us. Oh, well, never mind.
What would be the, what's the purpose? What do we need to go in camera for? Is it around making budget decisions or?
Yeah.
Budget and code of conduct here.
Oh, I see. I'm okay if you need to mute me or mute the room. I'm okay with that.
Can we do perhaps an in-camera at the end of the meeting?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's some financial decisions at the end.
So we'll move this later.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from Brittany?
Not that I know of. It was really a quick call, and she was supposed to text me, but she hasn't.
Okay. Entertainment then.
It's going really well, as far as I know. Like, we've had, other than Funkonometry and Jerry, everyone is participating, and as far as I know, other than those two, everyone's still got the form. So, I think that's good, unless there's something I need to know about. Not
generally, you'll get more than you have time for on the stage.
Yeah.
Because we had to cut off people.
Will the next step for you, do you have a full slate?
Yeah, you can open up, on there the Google stage schedule. If you go into entertainment and then to the side, like click on it and there's another tab.
Here?
2023.
Oh, okay.
So click on entertainment and then at the bottom when you click on it, when you open it up, it should have another folder when you make it big. Okay, so go scroll down.
There it is.
Stage schedule. That's where it is.
Okay, so this is what we've got so far. Oh, and Matt Breedlove said he would be the MC. He just told me that on Sunday. So what we have to do is make up our introduction, which we, of course, haven't done it through. But everyone on there is confirmed except for Punkanology, but we put them in at 155.
Okay. Rob has his hand up. I don't know if you
can. Oh, sorry, that was from a long time ago.
Okay, all right.
So, Rob, there's some things for you in there, too, right?
Yeah, no, I appreciate all those kind of to-do lists. It's helpful. Oh, good. And check the stage and whatnot.
Thanks.
Yeah, we met twice on our own.
Where's the bottom of your list?
She'd have to scroll down. I think it's the ukuleles, if I remember correctly.
And the line dancers.
Yeah, ukuleles and line dancers. It's the same people. Oh, that should say Judy, not Jody. Can you fix that?
The line is
Judy. Yeah, it's both Judy.
And did you confirm with her that she doesn't have 30 minutes?
Brittany was supposed to be talking to her, and okay. I honestly don't know if she has.
Okay, because I did put a note in here when the registration came in that they're asking for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think she did, but I don't want to swear to it.
Yeah, okay.
So we just have one question, is that right?
Yeah, and actually, we had decided it was good to have the vacant, just to allow for overflow or things going wrong, like we didn't want to fill that.
Where is the other group of dancers that we usually have? They're like in our praise and everything.
There's the Highland dancers there, and there's the line dancers, and Pelican Beach School dance. So there's quite a few.
And the belly dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the one that dances in the parade? Like just, they just stop in the...
I think you're thinking of the cloggers.
That's it.
But isn't the cloggers the line dancers? Where is it?
Cloggers, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. Are they wearing clogs? But they were generally the pre-parade entertainment.
Oh, okay. So
there is some pre-parade entertainment, and then the parade, and then entertainment on the field. But I'm not too sure if that's still the plan.
Yeah, if you go to last year's things and see parade, I think there's a tab that was pre-parade.
We didn't end up having a pre-parade.
And we had, like, on there was the Belly Laugh, the Royal Canadian Legion, Nanaimo District Shrine Club, and Jesse F. doing pre-parade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did we not have that?
The card bar closure and everything didn't open early enough.
Oh, true.
So that's
what
we need to make sure that happens this year.
That happens earlier.
So, and that's something that when we come to parade, you guys need to vote on whether you want to do a pre-parade or not.
Yeah, okay.
And didn't we kind of mention that this year we'd have a little stage area, like kind of home hardware or something, where people that are anticipating the parade are already camped out there, that there'll be a little something happening?
Well, I think that's pre-parade.
That would be pre-parade, not downward.
Up and down the street.
Not down the waiting.
Just certain people doing things up and down the street before the parade.
We'll talk about that when we get to parade. Anything else for
entertainment? I don't think so. I think we're on top
of it.
So we just have to, we know we have to write the introductions.
Yeah.
And we know we have to talk to the magician who keeps sending us all these requirements, and we're telling him, I sent an email to him saying, we'll take your bio, we'll use that in the introduction, but we're not promising any kind of marketing or whatever.
I looked over his writer, his multiple-page writer.
Yeah.
And I've made some notes.
Yeah.
And passed them through town staff, so there was a couple of requirements that we'll talk about in the camera.
Right. And that's what Brittany did say, that was the real pain last year. So, but he's gone home.
Okay, we'll talk about that in camera.
All right.
Food.
Would line that?
Did you send in their requirements that everybody sent in?
No.
Who do I need
to? You're getting them, so I don't know. I'm not monitoring your
Well, they all, I've asked them to sign in. And was it okay? There was one food truck that was bigger.
That's not a problem.
So here's the registration. So there's three of them, 1, 2, 3. And then 4. And 5. 5 have put their things in. So in your team here, you have more than 5, so no, they haven't all done that.
So who do I need to be contacting? You just...
Do you want to have a look at this after the meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go.
Or just print it out for me or something.
Okay. You can, yeah, you and Rebecca have to go over it.
Okay.
Right.
Is that enough? Should we try to push for more?
Are the yellow ones confirmed, or... What are yellow and what is...
Go to the side. No, the other way. Yeah. So if it says that, there's the confirm column, I add it.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Like, if you contacted, like, all the other people on there, like the cadets and, like, the people who did it, just, like, the burger, you know, the burgers, and which was super popular.
But the important thing was that we had... Quick food, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a donut guy.
Yeah, a donut.
A guy or girl.
So the phase one, does anybody go to the Parksville, is it curling rink or arena kind of area? Because there's a lady that runs the concession there. She's the one that bought Bee's Knees.
Hmm.
So, but the Bee's Knees original owner doesn't have her phone number.
Oh.
And I haven't been able to get down there to contact her.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in Parksville driving around, and but other than that,
so there's 9 right now. That's quite a lot.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Yeah. Well,
and which is the big one? The big one is JP Eats, right?
Yes.
And that isn't even down as confirmed yet. That'll make us 10.
But you don't want any more, right?
Well, Mama's produced granola bar. She can be anywhere on the field. She doesn't have to be on that strip because it's already pre-made stuff, and it'd be nice to kind of have that just somewhere.
If you need another,
she doesn't have to crowd it.
It's not bananas, it's fabulous.
That I've asked. They cannot.
Oh, they can't do it.
But I think you should do the cadets because it's a nice little fundraiser for them, and it, you know, gives them some support, and also Arrowview Leadership was, I think, involved last year. So they're both on your list.
Okay. Yeah, I think what I'm saying is the lack of those community groups.
Yeah, we've got
to support.
Yeah, we've just got businesses here.
Okay.
And I don't know if anyone's contacted Rob O's about doing his popsicles.
I'm sure you will. But
okay. It was just, you know, that comes under...
Breezy's.
Qualcomm Beach Cafe is a no. She's going to go into the parade, but she's not going to send a big long email to her when she sends in her request. So, and then she decided to just do the parade.
Sure. Okay.
And this Sip and Sliders, that's new, that's a no.
I'm not sure how to
And Tidal Taco.
Yeah. Well, did anyone even get a hold of Tidal Taco? Because there are.
I did.
He did,
but it's not confirmed.
Okay.
So we might get back to me.
So I would just focus. We have a lot of businesses. I would just focus now on the community group,
okay.
Like the Arrowview Leadership and like the Air Cadets, because it's a nice fundraiser for them.
The kids are going to eat.
Yeah.
A hot dog and a hamburger.
Yes.
Easy, quick.
Well, we do have that one guy that does the hot dogs, a la carte hot dogs.
So you can imagine if he's the only hot dog place.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Huge lineup for kids.
Yeah.
When you think baby kids, what are you looking for?
Quick, easy food.
Quick, easy food, yeah.
Cheap, too, right?
Burgers, hot dogs, fries,
yeah, okay. All right. Volunteers. Yeah, I need to... I didn't like to put the call out too early because people, they're not thinking that far ahead, but I'm probably reaching the point now where I'll put out a call. And then can we put out a call on the social media as well? We can.
And how many volunteers are we needing? And who's making the schedule for that? Is that something you're making the schedule for? Or?
Yeah, that's something I'm doing. I did it last year, so. I can't remember how many people we had last year. It was like upwards of, including all the parade people, probably like between 30 and 40.
30 or 40 volunteers? Okay, yeah. That's a lot. And
50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we had quite a few people coming to set up the field and get everything ready, and then we had like, I think Anne had like 8 people, I think, on her little parade, her parade committee or something, like helping her out and volunteers, and
we probably got few more than we need.
Yeah, I already have 3 volunteers for you. They're on the list.
I'm bring my friends.
Those people have already indicated through Anne that they want to help out on that day. So,
are they people that have done it before?
Yeah, and I can add the email to that part. There's a separate document. That's right there. Yeah, so. So this is the chart that I use, and I'll just indicate like what people have come in saying they're interested in. And volunteers need to go onto the website and fill out a form just like everybody else, just for liability purposes and so on. So I will send the form out to them.
So you feel like this is just like this will fill out part of the time?
Yeah, I hope so.
And free social media, I think that will help.
Yeah, I think it'll help. And I'm going to contact everybody who volunteered last year and so on. So.
You know, if you're going to put out the form, maybe ask for the T-shirt size, too. Then we can maybe get more T-shirts to be fitting proper.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some. Is it men's or is men's size?
Yeah, men's size.
Yeah, okay. I mean, and people who were in it last year should, you know, I'll encourage them to wear their last year's shirt because it's, you know, generic. All right.
And are we still, going to offer the free breakfast for our volunteers?
Yes, but this time we're going to figure out how many volunteers we have, and we're going to pay up front. And give it to them so that,
give them a ticket to hand in.
Give them a ticket to hand in, but they've already been paid, so we don't have the same confusion like we did last year. So we may...
Is that on a list somewhere?
No.
I feel like I'm forgetting to forget that one.
Yeah, I'll remind you. So we may miss... You know, we may overpay because some people won't go and partake. And I know that if you hadn't, was it you brought me? Yeah, if you hadn't gone up and got mine last year, I wouldn't have had it. I mean, so it just didn't have time. And I didn't, that's why I don't really know a lot about how the parade went because I didn't get to see it. Because I was on the field.
You saw the photos.
I just saw the photos. I was like, oh, that looks amazing. And all I knew was when it ended, the influx into the park was like, I was like, my gosh.
So just to confirm, just a question. So if we have 50, that's a new, this is, the paying for breakfast is a new development for me. But if we have 50 volunteers, we bought them a T-shirt, and we've also paid for breakfast. That's a pretty significant expense.
Yeah, and not all 50 will.
So last, I thought just looking, there was 16.
16 last year we paid for.
Right.
Yeah, so it was like, it's.
Well, and we're going to have the, we don't have to pay for the park.
No.
Which are, they're not, they're being paid, so they're not.
Yeah, okay.
So a different approach, something to consider that worked well was to purchase a number of sandwiches and water and juice and have that available in the kind of control tent or information tent throughout the day rather than breakfast. That might have, that may be better value for that unless you're looking to support the pancake folks.
It's the Shriners.
Yeah, which is good. I love the Shriners. I mean, I tried to contract them up here on campus. I mean, pancake, I wrote it. I got published in a textbook around pancakes. I'm kind of famous for pancakes, but it seems like it might not have the impact that we might, you know, bang for buck, in other words, in support of volunteers throughout the day from, you know, the afternoon. Or we want to do both. I think it's really important that we have some snacks and water and whatnot for people on the field.
Maybe that's something that Katie could get donated.
Oh, yeah, from QF or something.
Water and snacks and sandwiches.
For the volunteers.
For the volunteers.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It shouldn't be too hard.
So that might be a good thing for someone to...
Yeah.
Or, and if you can't, if a particular, like, place doesn't want to give it, if someone wants to donate... towards the center, or something along that line,
Or Berwick, maybe, too. They have a kitchen.
Who?
Berwick, they were generous in giving money sponsor last time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you also are supporting your Shriners. So it's $7 of breakfast, so 16 people, that's $112. So it's not a huge amount of money. For breakfast, I think you get juice and
$7.
Mm-hmm.
$7. The
coffee's
bad, but I do actually agree to have some snack
throughout the day. Okay, so you're thinking we should still
cannot say anything.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
My input to this is that I really I'm going to reiterate this broken record. I really don't think that the committee's best use of time, and I'm going to push this back on the town, is that we solicit funds and get. We're constantly going for sponsorship. I mean, the committees, I really just have a fundamental challenge with that. And we want to support volunteers. This is just an expensive event, and it should just be budgeted. We get water, we get sandwiches, and we just make it happen. I think we can't constantly going back for sponsorship and donations for everything. And because the event is already, people are already volunteering their time and energy to put on much of the interactive booth and that sort of thing. So I would just suggest the budget and do it.
I guess I just sort of have a slightly different view in that this is a town event and a family event and a community event, and there are people who want to support it in some way. And if they want to, donate money, and then, like, I don't have any issue with it. You know, like, if that's what they've chosen to support for the year.
Well, there's a difference between accepting donations and soliciting donations.
Yeah, but if we don't solicit, they might not know to give.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. It's challenging me because it's a vast departure from the 40 years of how the events ran. So it's just a different mindset of the history of the event.
Well, and I think that...
Which is fine, which is okay.
Well, I think the decision wasn't voted on last time whether sponsorship should be sought out. I think it needs to be voted on in the committee.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll put that on the agenda for next time, so when everyone's here, you can vote on that.
Okay. I guess it came about last year because I have a business in town, and I know I'm always hit up for donations. And so I just thought this was part of a thing where we have an event and we can ask businesses if they'd like to donate to the cause or the community event. And I've always discovered, like, even when we used to run around to the businesses for school things, all the businesses were pretty generous and supportive. So
I'm just going to talk about this next time. We're going to run out of time.
Okay.
Okay. So promotion and advertising. So
welcome, Katie.
Yeah, welcome. So I'm not, since most of it happens through you, I'm not sure what is the role
in terms of promotion
and advertising. We can't ourselves actually send anything out. Anything that goes out has to come out from the from the town.
Okay.
Oh, like as a person, you can say, hey, friends, come to family. Yeah. Like you can do that, but you can't.
This was the formal list. So we had town stops, door poster, Facebook, and then number five, the different sponsor schools. Unless you're really good at design, and you put it to fun. All right.
So there you said you're not a technical.
Yeah. So then you'll make contact with the school.
Yep.
And I'll give you the poster that they can hand out and just the information if they can have newsletters and stuff. So you'll do that.
Okay.
And you'll organize any new t-shirts if we needed them. Which we have details of.
We would just get more of the same, I think, right?
You can even start to do this now, organize promotions in the peacekeeping news, neighbors of recommendation, local radio stations. So, get peacekeeping news, find out what they can offer us, you know, in terms of bang for our buck. You know, Geraldine said last year she had no idea what was on. Maybe you did or didn't know what was on. How did you know what was on?
I did know it was on.
So how did you know it was on?
We went Facebook, social media.
Okay.
I don't have social
media. You don't have social media. And I had other parents who told me that they aren't on Facebook, that they're on Instagram. So perhaps we'll get a Facebook presence just for Instagram. We're still discussing that. But in the meantime, you can say, hey, what do you got, PQB News? What can you offer us?
Yes.
And they'll tell you what we've done in the past and, you know, what options you have, so you can look at that.
So I can get into this now because I've got the...
Yay.
Okay. That's a start. And then, like, with all the media groups, ask them for an interview so that we just get a...
Sure. That's great. Okay.
Interview.
Yeah.
I don't have to be the one that
gets that. We have funds for the interview
contact. No,
but you're the council member, so that would be nice. Maybe the college is a local group, so, you know, checking on them.
I can talk to them. I advertise it.
Okay.
So,
local radio stations, so that is what? Beach?
I can talk to them too. I advertise there.
Well,
For freebies. I'm asking for freebies.
We have Katie.
Yeah, okay. If you already have those connections, though, that's totally fine to go ahead.
I'm going to put you in touch. So you do your little dealer, and then you say, I'm going to put you in touch with Katie to work out the details.
Okay. Okay, so I need to talk to Gord.
Which other radio station? Station allowance up there, isn't it?
I don't listen to the radio.
Well, the lounge and the beach is the same. Jimmy Pass and Media Group.
Yeah.
So if you get
the time, they can put it
on both. But they can put it on both.
Okay.
So you're going to do the radio and... I will get them both to contact you.
Okay.
The radio one and the neighbors of Qualcomm Beach.
Okay. And then you're going to...
Oh. Well, although that just seems silly, if Jean's the one who's actually going to do the talking, she might as well just...
Yeah, but if she puts her... If they do it together, she can take over next year if she's still here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It gives her a foot in to know people.
Don't you know that you've all signed on for like 3 years?
I never heard of it. It's time of council. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a dream. I might be retired by this
time. Poster
to the Chamber. Chamber has a newsletter that comes out, so
poster should definitely be in the Chamber.
Well, we'll do it on social media, and they can pick up,
you need to direct and send it so that they'll put it in the newsletter.
So you contact the Chamber. Jane, don't you do that?
I'm not doing that.
I didn't forget what you're talking about, but I can just come back to this.
So this in the all the files I just shared with you?
Yes.
This is in Family Day Overview.
Overview.
In that file there, if that's what she's typing.
And there's a fair bit of work around putting the posters up around town, so you might, you know, end up getting a friend and helping do that.
Yeah.
I think that's
our children.
Yeah. So you have to print the vote. Is that how it goes? I come here, get a big stack, and just go to town?
But
yeah.
I'm going to do it. This is typically what happens. This is like the busiest time of my year, just around family day, so it becomes a bit of a jam.
Yeah.
So please be patient with me as I try to get everything done.
And then, Brenda, you'll keep six posters for the town board?
Yeah, they go around town.
And I can't remember last year, there was something about restrictions on where you could slap posters. Wasn't there? Was there something about, can you put them on community mailboxes and...
I don't know what you guys decided.
I don't think we did that. I wasn't doing it.
I could go around Chartwell and put them on the mailboxes, but I just don't know.
And how far of a span am I doing for this, like with the posters?
Okay, so
that's far. I don't think the mailboxes want posters because otherwise you would see posters on
the mailboxes. Yeah, well, the only ones I've seen on there is I've lost my cat.
Yeah.
Maybe not mailboxes.
Is there some sort of list of bulletin boards?
Well, there's one in the U.S.
I know there's
one. But that's the only one that I've ever seen in...
Yeah.
We have kiosks around town. So we have one at Mini Park. The dog park, like... Just a question, right?
I think I would wander around.
And then it was
down the waterfront.
Yeah, and then coordinating with the staff around the sign at the roundabout. Okay, that's you.
So I need to break that up.
In the van.
Did we put the highway banner to go up?
Yeah, it's here. Yeah.
And have we advertised the theme yet?
No, we haven't. I haven't done any of the promotion.
Like, are we seeing? Keeping the same logo, the family. Oh, how
pretty good.
Who does that? It's
me.
Okay, you just like look for a picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I make it up.
Oh, you make it?
No. Sorry, I feel it.
Oh, you feel it?
Yeah.
Oh,
but no, we should keep it because it's on our t-shirt.
Well, it's see that because it was a generic one that put last year.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't mean we can't promote it.
And it's just, it had the
diversity
things, right?
We wanted to make sure, remember, we had diversity.
Yeah, but it was also like, it was very flowers and,
like,
blue,
because
that was our theme.
Yeah.
It was sort of all around.
Yeah. So. And this is a... The t-shirts are just like a relief of it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like just the black and white or the...
Yeah.
Just the people.
Yeah. So our theme this year is We Are Family.
With the funny kind of family.
You should tell Funkonomics.
Oh, I do. That's awesome. They'll probably fit a couple of songs together.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so incredible. What a great idea.
I have my moment. So Bernadette just updated that, and you'll find that in the...
And then you'll also see in here, what am I looking
for? Donations and...
Okay. And then usually you have registrations, but you don't have any registrations, but I put a correspondence in here. And she wanted to, this is the Clark and Beach Cafe.
Yeah, I already responded to her.
We would like to, if possible, like to join the program and have information booth and gift cards or information flyers, handouts.
Yeah, so I already talked to her.
So are they going to sponsor?
No.
Sponsor you?
No, she wanted to be in the parade and then she wanted to, I think, have a booth.
I thought they were offering stuff, but
I'll
get that out of there. Okay. Well, let's talk about that.
So it is Sister
Slant,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So logistics. So Rob, I need to tell you that I have booked the St. John ambulance.
Great. They're great to work with.
So they're coming out of Nanaimo. Yeah, and they'll, I promised an honorary, which we can discuss in a minute. And, so that form has already gone in, done. the request, everything. So,
so Rob, it looks like I might need you to get in there and see if there's some tasks that you could allocate out for. Like, it looks like that's all logistics for exhibitors, but like maybe in here, maybe another tab or something that like lists out your tasks and whether they're done or not. Just in case you get an alien report and you can't come.
Well, yeah, and as you, I think I flew out to Japan the last time I met with you, and I just arrived back Monday, so I think I'm playing catch up here, but I'm not. Family logistics. Is it under needs? We got see three files there.
No, it's actually called.
It's called logistics. I look on the screen. I should be sharing this with you.
It's called logistics 2023.
And then logistics 2023.
Oh,
and it's like this is the like the outline for the day.
Yeah, that was just last year's copied over, so I mean it's open to the change.
I don't know if I have got, I know I've got the 2022 shared folder. I'm not too sure if I have the 23 shared folder.
Let's just have a look.
And I've got Family Day Historical. I just shared it by email.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I deleted all of my files from
the
previous world.
Oh, yeah, you're not on here. The
okay,
one.
So that would be helpful.
Yeah. The one thing that does, that should be booked fairly soon is the porta potties.
Yeah, yeah, you bet. I saw that on the action items.
Yeah, because they, well, can get booked up. And you can see who I booked last year.
So the one file I did share with everyone that probably would be helpful was the participant list from 2017, and only because there might be some contacts and organizations that aren't on the most recent list from last year that folks might want to follow up with. Kind of collate that.
Or you just sent it an email.
I just sent it an email. So it's got everything from the concession to the field to the parade entries, entertainment, pre-parade, and then we did some judging too of the parade entry categories, right? I don't know if that was part of the experience and had ribbons made up at fashion trophies here in Nanaimo.
Well, I'm going to share with you something that I've called Family Day Historical.
Yeah, I think I bought that, and I don't know if I collated. Anyway, that's the most I have because I deleted. I have a massive file, but I deleted it all. So
we kind of went through and thought, here's some of the, you know, some of the things that might have helped. So have a look in there and see if that's, you know, helpful. Or just some of the things you think, oh, yeah, I'm not seeing that. Bring that back.
Well, I bet you that participant list is probably the most important, to be fair, just because it's got the contacts that touch on everybody. And if there's missing contacts, then that might be helpful. And it's just a click and drag of an email out to them.
Yeah, I can.
So I really appreciate the minutes and the action items on for logistics, and grateful to have access to that shared drive now, and I think that will work.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome. Welcome back to Japan.
Yeah, I still have some brain fog from. I'm trying to catch up time zone wise, but
Were you there with students or just for fun?
Yeah, no, I was there for work. We got a partnership with a number of schools there and had a couple students and a faculty member there with me too, so that was exciting. And I brought my son along, which was nice.
That's cool. Very
nice.
Yeah.
Anything else logistics?
Just scanning down here. No, I don't think so. I think we confirmed that we were working with the Rotary, if I'm not mistaken, Bernadette, right, for the tents that we might have access to.
I have to find out,
Or was the Kiwanis, whichever group took over from Fire and Ice, I think that's the key piece, and might be the Kiwanis or Rotary.
I'll find out. And then Harold, that Remax has tents too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, Remax, those big ones, yeah. A couple of huge ones.
Yeah, we've got about 10 events.
I'm not sure what it was when I was doing this. I wasn't sure whether we were meeting up with the Skydive people prior to when were we meeting up with them, because Rob was going to have to meet them.
Yeah, I think
I thought it was early in the morning of the event.
That's very late.
It is very late.
I think that's too late for anything to go wrong.
Yeah,
I thought so too, but that was my memory of the conversation, was that's what they really wanted. But
and who actually tapes off the field?
Yeah.
Like, is that the town or Rob?
I don't know.
Like, who actually?
That's what Brittany was concerned about too.
It's gotta be taped. People, I think I'm going to have volunteers posted there to
right.
prevent
stop people from,
like,
from ignoring them,
running through or something,
yeah.
You know?
I think so,
having being landed on, so, yeah.
Rob, do you want to reach out to Brittany and see if you can get a firmer or a...
Sure.
Hear them?
Sure, what the needs are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great. And... Although, for some reason, you're not on the agenda, Geraldine. We'll now go to the parade.
Sorry, I think it was
a So, I sent the email to the people on the list, minus a few that was for conscious reason, if you could go to... I changed the color because the yellow hurt my eye, so...
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine.
I'm not
partial.
The one with the
blue.
So there's some of them, so I also added their website, because some of them the email address came back straight away, like it came back, the address did not exist. So one of them was actually Arrowview Electric.
Yeah, so that's why it's in yellow, because I put his email.
Oh, okay.
Change that for you. So if you email that, you should.
Okay, because I emailed it after the month when Haley came back.
Yeah.
Returned, and I.
They'll do Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, and that should work. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did email info, and then I didn't see anything.
Oh, okay.
Back, but then I don't think that we received the forms, right? So some people responded directly to me, and then I forwarded to Bernadette for info, right? There's a couple of people that, and then there was some...
You don't have to forward them to me.
Huh?
You don't have to forward
them. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I just thought you might want to know that...
Go for it.
I'll forward it back. Okay. So one of them I forgot was saying that he was waiting to hear back about something, and one of them said they're gonna join but copied someone else on the email. So but I haven't seen that many forms come back yet, and I don't know if it's gonna take a while or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the ones that I didn't do consciously were Gordon and Adam Walker, because I thought that we said last time that you would.
Oh yes.
Probably, yeah. Oh, you Bernadette? I thought it was okay. So
right, the town crier
and chief for karma.
Chief for karma.
Yeah.
And someone. Never mind. I can do it. I'll just put in that we've talked to Matt, or did you do that when we were talking? That Matt will be the MC.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about that.
No.
I didn't know if I had to add it somewhere on here.
Go in the list for the
probably did in the entertainment.
We'll see what it says.
And I don't know if you saw here, Geraldine, but this team Susan Forrest, she has some questions.
Oh, yeah, and you say, oh, Geraldine, we'll reach out. And I'm like, okay. I don't know what to tell her. So, yes, I did see that. And I was like, okay, well, we'll talk on Thursday before I can get back to you. But so I didn't do Gold Jump. And then there were some of the schools you can see. I didn't, because it seemed like they didn't participate last year. And I'm like, well, there's no email for them. There's no information. The deal with the school. So I consciously did not contact anyone. I guess with the school.
I think Yeah, it was just they didn't participate last year, but they might want to this year, right? So
right.
It was just.
But there was no information from them.
Yeah.
Or anything, so I was like, is there something special?
You have to become like a detective.
But in this case, I was like, well, I don't want to ruffle any feathers because
right.
I didn't know if there was a good reason why.
No, if they're there, then they're fair game to contact.
I can find Colleen's info online on the website, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I can email her. I was wondering, and it's possible that last year I did a lot of phone calls, and that's why there's no...
Maybe.
Some missing information.
Maybe.
But I didn't call anyone. And so the ones that, yeah, I didn't do, I don't know.
And Anne said, like, if you can call her.
Yes, actually,
okay.
Yeah.
So, like.
Told me she can help you.
Yeah, so, like, she's, you know, can be behind the scenes and,
yes.
You know, questions if you're stuck on anything. So, yeah.
Do you want it when we... give the school a poster? Do we want to say maybe if the kids would like to decorate their bikes and participate in the parade?
Yes, that's one thing they could do.
And maybe we could even offer a prize for the best kids' bike decoration and have different categories or something.
Yeah.
The high school category and the middle school. Or
so what, the school would donate prizes? Or?
No. We could...
Yeah.
I can contact you about this.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if there were...
I was just going to say, what was our decision last year around people in the parade handing out food?
It had to be packaged.
It just had to be packaged.
It had to be, like, free floating.
Right. Okay, so for that team, for Susan, she's asking if they can give out treats. So she just needs...
wraps.
It just, they just need to be wrapped.
Okay.
They can't, yeah.
So, and also another decision from last year was we decided, the committee decided not to do prizes for parade floats.
Yeah.
So, do you remember why? Do you remember why we didn't do that?
Brittany was against them, and I can't remember why.
I think that there was something about, like, the...
Oh, I know what she, one of the things she said was she was, the kids would go up and be all excited that they won and then they'd get a spa.
That was prizes.
What are you talking about?
A parade prizes.
The best floats? The best event?
That was,
yeah. I don't think so because, like, I don't know, I want people to participate and have fun and I just feel like if you're giving out prizes then it becomes like,
no,
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
Then we have to go and judge.
And then we have to have people judging, and then what are they judging? And I think it's just
complicated.
People should just feel good about
it. Yeah, it's a fun day, not a competition.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a no.
Yeah. So
I think everyone's been happy with you here.
But in terms of, so we're not going to do those draw prizes.
Let's just not go to that just now.
Yeah.
Let's do parade.
Okay.
Do you want to vote on pre-parade? Whether you're about doing a pre-parade and what that looks like.
So the reason I didn't work last year is they didn't close the streets fast enough. But if they close the streets fast enough earlier, then we should be okay. I think if we can get
people for it,
And what's the pre-parade?
So it's like when people start lining up along the road, before the parade comes along, you have people doing things on the street just to entertain them.
At least for a good time.
And
the parade?
No.
Oh, okay.
It'd be like different people. So you might...
So the idea was last time you had the stairs people that were going to be there.
Last year we had like some,
I think the skate park people want to do something this year, maybe?
Down the prelude, do you think it might be a little...
The pre-parade.
What's pre-parade?
And then pre-parade, could that be the school kids?
Anything to me, anything. Like last year, I have down the belly laughs, a color party, but that just seems like a parade thing to me. And then,
The year previous, that that was circus kits.
That's the thing, it's got to be something sort of like interactive and engaging to watch. Like,
do you want to see if the magician might come earlier and do some pre-pray?
Yeah.
So he's lined up for 6 hours.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
He could walk along the street and do some magic. So who's dealing with the magician? Who's working with him?
I have contacted him, and then I sent you a provider.
You might want to coordinate if we also want him to do pre-parade.
It's lined up for 6 hours, so.
But is the magician, he's not in the parade though, right?
No, he's going to be in the field or doing something on the stage.
Because you know how much he's harping on about the money and how long he works and all that kind of stuff, so.
We'll do that in camera.
Okay, sorry. Oh, I forgot.
I think it's a fun thing to engage with the crowd.
So, trying to think of things that are some doing a display of something, something.
It's
going to be cool to have like gymnasts doing things, but you don't want them flipping down the street.
Elaine is the belly dancers. They always enjoy doing a little dance.
Yeah.
So there's one group. You'll have the cloggers. There's just tradition.
Well, there's like a band in the school. Since I haven't contacted them, maybe I can add it to my field.
Oh, yeah. They
the reason why you don't do
they
that.
Could. Right? They could. Yeah, they
send
could
your band
in a spot and then belong and do another. Yeah, okay.
So in the past, did you do pre-pray, and what were your thoughts around pre-pray?
Pre-pray was helpful, like you said, for all the things that have been mentioned, engaging people. The things we've done in the past have included the cloggers. Usually they were posted up by the post office, a balloon animal person that was kind of expensive that would walk along. And, in all fairness, the biggest draw was chalk. So just buckets of chalk at kind of 100-meter, 50-meter intervals where kids and families could just draw on the street. That and, balloon buckets.
That's really good. And Anne was talking to a chalk artist.
Yeah.
So you might want to connect with her about that, see if she was interested in doing that again this year.
She should be in the list where...
And she was going to, Anne was going to ask him if he was interested, so maybe check.
Chalk last year we did on the street, that was very successful, and we had street artists, chalk street artists as well,
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
So is that yes for pre-pray then?
I think so.
Pull it off, then
maybe ask at the our skateboard store to if he has contacts with somebody that wants to do some skateboarding demos.
Well, I think Courtney's got the skateboarders,
but that's on stage.
No,
we're going to be doing an exhibition.
It's down at the park, I would guess.
At the park.
But they might...
We could do something.
Pre-parade, they might be.
I haven't been involved in that.
Yeah, so we...
Is that Brittany?
So you might want to maybe connect with Brittany about the skateboarders and whether they might also like to do something pre-parade before.
But also ask that Skull Skates, because the owner there would know quite a few of the...
Yeah, that's a different group.
Professional, older.
I'm not sure
how those So it has to be like more interactive, whatever's happening, right?
Or a show.
Could there be like a limbo or something, or is that just too much? Like everyone would run and flood the street.
I guess you could do whatever you want. The scenario is that people are sitting and saving their spots.
Yeah.
So they may not want to get the kids. Definitely, something can overnight can just
like a limbo. So like, all you need is a string, basically, or something, right?
Just to share one idea that we never managed to pull off for all the years I was on the committee was to get the Echo Players to do like a improv scene on the street. So if you've ever seen, if you've ever been to like London and seen all of a sudden shape, almost like a flash mob.
Flash mob.
So like a bunch of actors show up on the street and do a scene from Romeo and Juliet, for example, and disappear.
Even if they're not going to do that, come out for a start. They have so many great costumes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just walk around and take pictures of people. So
walk around and wave to kids and
echo players.
Echo players.
Okay.
Even if they just came in their costumes and walked and, interacted, that would be
neat. People did the horse people. A lot of the time they like to come out, right? Is that? Yeah, so. On horses.
Well, on horses,
yeah, real.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe, yeah, so they can be
very friends
in there.
Yeah, I know several horse people.
As long as
there's
someone behind.
Do you think?
Don't be looking at that. Wait, you should be for that.
Yeah, that's right. Horses sometimes have that touch bag.
As long as they're not at any risk of bolting over a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like, I mean, they are animals, but.
Yeah, but it has to be, yeah, I mean, they would know if it's a horse.
Were they not in the parade last year?
No.
Does that one have pink?
Yeah. Hot belly pigs.
I've got a bunch of roosters I'd like to see around.
There you go.
Well, you know what I was thinking of? Is there like an agility group or something like that might like to. But they could even walk in the parade with their dogs, or in some kind of dog club that might want to walk their dogs.
Dog club, animal place.
We're talking all kinds of what's going on.
I can go alone and talk to the schools about letting them. Even though shaman is like a really good idea.
Would that work in the daylight though?
They might talk. I know, they have one of those little dating things. I know Olivia always wanted to go on a parade, but we never knew how to get to a parade or got invited to go.
Also, I'm thinking that the fire mascot, like the fire department mascot, could come out earlier in the pre-parade. Is that dog? Okay. I can't remember what his name is, but he's a
fire
dog.
Yes. We're the clown that makes the little balloons.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about the chalk. We can have the bubble blower, a little thing, a bubble blower next to the chalk thing, so they can do
bubbles.
Probably festive.
Yeah. Okay.
Flash mob. It brought to my mind the a cappella singers. We have some good groups.
Oh,
so you might want that on the stage or on...
the stage is cool, but I think pre-parade, that would be nice having a cappella out then. And you know what? And this a cappella could actually go to the seniors' residences because they don't need to be hooked up. They can just...
So that was an idea of what, I don't think you heard about that and you guys haven't heard about that, but the idea of what we can do to go out to some of these groups. Like, I get that what we're doing is scattering, but if there was an opportunity, like that one would be an easy way to send out to the places where people can't get out.
Yeah. I was hoping that other lady who was here last time would come because I wanted to ask her, as a senior.
Yes.
What would really bring her out that day? What would she really like to see in the park? And I was actually thinking of contacting some of the senior centers to see if they have a mobile, not to be stereotypical, but a lawn bowling or activities that seniors like to do that maybe we could have available in the field. As well, something.
Well, let's talk about that next time. I think I don't think we need to go on camera.
I'm just going to say about Jody because I kind of skipped over her when we did field activities. But so she's got quite a few people lined up and she just needs to send out that reminder to get their forms in. And then there's, a few more, and also going to recontact some of them because some of them just haven't responded.
All right. Would Jody be the one that I contact? Brittany and I just talked about separately, but if my daughter really wants to do a tent with a hairdresser, we wanted to get a bunch of hair feathers and put them in his hair.
That would be so cool. And you could set that up next to the face painting, right?
Yes.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Like
their face painted and then,
tent. I don't know if you'd have to bring your own or get one. I don't know what that was.
You can get a tent from Remax.
I can put
I can put you on the list too.
Should I ask you reserve on the tent from Remax?
Well,
just saying, you know, about Julie or not.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I think it's really helpful to reserve everything.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll just
get a Remax all over them.
See, say, like, if they're white tents and then around here, they'll say Remax Anchor Realty.
Okay.
Right.
They're particularly helpful. Like, we've used that really big one for the stage in the past, and it saved us from, you know, one particular hurricane that rolled through town.
I will reserve those. I think we have 10, but I'll check.
We were just positive last year and prayed because we didn't have any secondary plan or anything.
No.
If it rained, we were in big trouble.
We're going to get wet.
I think my favorite phone call as chair was when the newspaper asked me if the kids were okay after the bouncy castle collapsed because of a rainstorm. And I didn't know anything about that particular incident. But they were fine.
Do I book them from the morning till the night, or do you need them the day before?
Who?
For the Remax tents?
No, they just have to be there in the morning.
Okay.
Like, but we start setting up like 7:30
okay.
in the morning. Yeah. So as long as they're there at 7:30 in the morning.
All right. My husband has a truck, so I think I could get him to take them to you guys.
Yeah.
Whoever is doing it.
I mean, Rob might alter that time because he's a logistic guy.
No, no, 7:30 is great.
You start really early. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll check on that when I get back to office.
Yeah, me
all right, I will adjourn the meeting.